Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Masechet Menachos. We are up to Parakei Mishnah Ches. Homer Harei Alai B'Machvas. If a person says, I'm going to accept upon myself to bring a Minchas Machvas, Lo Yavi B'Marcheshes, he should not bring a Minchas Marcheshes, meaning the difference between them, they're both fried, they're just fried in different types of pans. B'Marcheshes, Lo Yavi B'Machvas. If he says he's going to bring a Marcheshes, he should not bring a Machvas. Uma Bein Machvas and Marcheshes, what is the difference between them? El Shem Marcheshes, Yesh Al Kisoy. If a machvas ein lo kisoy, that a marcheshes is in a pan that has a cover on it, so you fry it with a pan with a cover. A machvas doesn't have a cover on it. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Hanani ben Gamliel Omer, marcheshes amuka. The notes, the depth of the pan is different. Marcheshes is deep fried in a deep pan, a maaseh rochshim, and it bubbles and rattles a little bit. So it's the mincha is more oily. So it shakes. Meaning when you pick up the dough afterwards, it's not as solid. Umachvas tzafa, but a machvas is on a flatter kli, umaseh koshim, and therefore it makes it for a harder, firmer product at the end. Mishnah tes, homer harei lai betana. If a person says, I'm going to bring a mincha that's baked in an oven, lo yavi ma'afe kupach. He should not bring a carbon mincha that's baked in a kupach, which is a miniature oven. Umafe refa'im, nor something that's baked on a hot tile, umafi or sarvim, or a mincha that's baked on the hot pots of the arvim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imratzi yavi mafe kupach. Then mafe kupach does count as a mafe tanur, and that would be good enough. Harele minchas mafe. If a person says, I'm going to bring a baked mincha, lo yavi mechse chalos mechse rikikin, he should at least be consistent. He shouldn't make it half chalos and half wafers, so it's either all chalos or all wafers. Rabbi Shem matim, neshu karbonechot. Rabbi Shem says, nah, it's all the same. Chalos, wafers, as long as it's all baked, then he has fulfilled that which he had committed to do. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Ches, we had said that if a person commits to bring a minchas machvas, he cannot bring marcheshes, nor vice versa. And the difference between them is machlokas. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says the difference between them is whether there's a cover on the pan. Rabbi Hanani ben Gamliel says that the difference between them is how deep the pan is and how flimsy the dough is after it's baked. In Mishnah Tess, we said, if a guy commits to bring a mincha that's baked in an oven, so it's got to be a real oven and not other products that mimic baking. But Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's a kupach, that's close enough. If someone commits to bring a minchas mafa, we have a machlokas, whether he can have half chalos and half rakikin or not. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the sixth parak of Maseches Menachos.